Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we're going to find out more about what's been happening in Myanmar. There are concerns about infrastructure there, in particular the state dam infrastructure. Some information is coming through from the Red Cross, but we're going to keep a very close eye on that for you over the course of the day. Now, though, remakes of classic films can be big money, but as Disney has been finding out with its new version of the 1937 animated hit Snow White, it's not always plain sailing. Adam Maguire of the RTE Business Desk is here to tell us about the risks of trying to modernise the old movies. Hello, Adam. Good to have you with us. Poor old Snow White. How's it been doing at the box office?
Not great. So opening weekend, last weekend, it topped the charts. It took in more than $87 million globally, which, you know, actually sounds pretty good.
Does.
That's a lot of money. But the context always matters on these things and whether it's had a good performance or not. And it all comes down to how much it costs. So if you're talking about a cheap indie film, $87 million is brilliant. It's made loads of money. But this is not a cheap indie film. It's a tentpole from a major studio and an expensive one at that, estimated to have cost between $250 and $270 million to make. And the rule of thumb is that you double that for what you need at the box office, because you have to factor in cost of distribution, marketing, what the cinema's taken their cut and so on. So you're talking about at least half a billion dollars of a box office.
And you have to do that quickly once it opens.
Quite quickly, yeah, because you know, you might think, well, this is only one weekend's take, but the opening weekend is crucial, because that's when you expect most people want to see it to go. It's also it can represent about a third of the total take at the box office. It's also where you create buzz. Lots of people go, say it's great, go back, tell their friends. So if you don't get that initial boost, then you know you're not getting the buzz that's going to carry through the following weeks as well. So it's going to be very hard to make that money up.
So tell us what has gone wrong with Snow White.
This seems to have been kind of rolling from one controversy to another really since it began. We've had talk of a live action Snow White since 2016. Took a couple of years for the project to actually get up off the ground. And then finally due to start filming in March 2020, and of course the pandemic hits, puts everything on hold. The works were postponed ultimately until 2022. Another bad omen then hit just after it started filming in London. The fire broke out in the set that's delayed things again by, you know, a week or so. Eventually, they wrapped filming July 2022. They had to then go back last summer and do reshoots. Always a bad sign as well with a film if they have to go back and fix things that, you know, suggesting something is wrong with the film there.
Right. OK, so it didn't start off well, but there have been lots of controversies since as well, and very recently, and this is all centering around the casting.
Yeah, lots of controversy, and from quite early on as well. So firstly, some criticism, particularly from conservative voices in the US, over the decision to cast Rachel Zegler, who's a Latina actress, as Snow White. She also has been and continues to be a vocal supporter of Palestine, which has further angered some people on the right in the US. At the same time, Gal Gadot, who plays the evil queen, she's a former IDF soldier. She's been criticised for her silence on Israel's attacks on Palestinians. And you know, of all the things Disney might have expected to be dealing with in promoting this film, having it pulled into a debate around a war in the Middle East probably wasn't on their radar. What they probably may have expected, though, was the tension that you tend to get over retelling a very old story, because we've seen this before. You know, how do you modernize an old story that might have misogynistic or sexist or racist elements without ending up, you know, completely changing the story and kind of making it pointless to remake it at all? And when Rachel Zegler made comments about her Snow White being strong than the 30s version, and you know, joking about how the prince in the original was a bit of a stalker, you know, some people got offended by that because they hold the original so close to their hearts.
And then there was more offence, wasn't there? This is around the Seven Dwarves.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, you know, for Disney, because just as production was finally getting started in 2022, the actor Peter Dinklage made comments referring to Snow White as a backward story, and he accused Disney of hypocrisy by trying to modernise and be progressive, but at the same time ultimately having a film that hinges on seven dwarves living in a cave. In response to that, Disney said in order to avoid reinforcing negative stereotypes, it was going to reimagine the dwarves in a different way, which in the end has meant CGI characters voiced by people, one of whom is a little person. But other little people criticised that decision, and Dinklage's comments as well, saying he wasn't their spokesperson and that by pushing Disney away from casting real actors, they had lost out on potential roles. And it kind of highlights the bind that Disney was in trying to retell the story in particular, because there was probably no way to handle this that wasn't going to cause controversy and wasn't going to put people's noses out of joint. But, you know, I say all of this is a reason why Snow White hasn't done well. It certainly hasn't helped. But, you know, these kinds of issues can kind of quickly be forgotten if the film is good. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, here. I mean, I was thinking about that as well, because you can have all of this political controversy, if we can characterise it like that, and then children go to see the film and they love it, but the reviews are not
reviews aren't good, generally poor audience reaction, the feeling being it's a bit of a mess, doesn't have the magic of a traditional Disney film. Lots of praise for Rachel Zegler. Other than that though, people kind of asking, you know, what was the point of doing this? And I think it also points though to a growing weariness among audiences for all these live action reimaginings that we've had of these Disney classics like Snow White.
And there have been quite a lot of them, right?
Yeah, there more than I remembered, certainly. Yeah, and they feel like a new thing, but they actually do go back a bit further. So 1996, they made a live action version of 101 Dalmatians with Glenn Close as Cruella de Vil. Did so well, it got a sequel, 102 Dalmatians, a couple of years later. Tim Burton then made a live action version of Alice in Wonderland in 2010. That also did well, also got a sequel. But it's a few years before they kind of really start to ramp things up. So Cinderella came out in 2015.
That was rewatched in my house this week.
Yeah, Kenneth Branagh directed that. So, you know, they really put some effort into that show. So that started it, I suppose, that showed that this could work. Then the following year they had Jungle Book, a remake of Pete's Dragon that year as well, although that was kind of a live action cartoon hybrid, so maybe it doesn't count. 2017, then they remade Beauty and the Beast. It was 2019 though, was when we kind of have a big bang. So they have Dumbo, Aladdin, The Lion King and Lady and the Tramp, the latter of which went straight to Disney Plus. Since then we've had Mulan, Pinocchio, Peter Pan and Wendy, Little Mermaid, a Lion King live action sequel, and now Snow White as well. Not to mention a lot of kind of connected movies like Christopher Robin, which is based on Winnie the Pooh, live action Maleficent movies, a Cruella film with Emma Stone. So if you count all the sequels and spin-offs, you have 22 live action remakes that they've made over the last, you know, less than 20 years.
Right, and they're betting on them making money, obviously. That's the reason they're doing it, right?
They do make money. Like The Lion King is a prime example of that. It made $1.6 billion at the global box office, more than six times its budget, despite it getting pretty lukewarm reviews at the time. People kind of saying it was just a shot-for-shot remake of the cartoon. What was the point of doing it, really? Beauty and the Beast made $1.2 billion. That's about 7.5 times the budget. Again, not particularly well reviewed, but it did very well. In fact, when you look at the box office take on all of these, except for the ones that went straight to Disney Plus, I can't actually find one that didn't meet that rule of kind of two times its budget. The closest to it was Dumbo. It just about broke even. But other than that, they've all looked like they've been profitable for Disney so far.
Right. Okay. So that's what they want. But they don't really have a reason to exist besides money, right?
Well, they not really. Like, they don't seem to have that cultural relevance that they used to. And that's part of what Disney is trying to go for. You know, worth bearing in mind, Tangled, the animated retelling of Rapunzel, came out in 2010. That sparked the move towards 3D animation rather than hand-drawn. Like, Frozen was meant to be a hand-drawn cartoon, but after Rapunzel did so well, they switched to 3D animation. So we now have 15 years of Disney films in 3D. So you have a young audience that don't really connect with the old 2D hand-drawn animation. They might see them as old-fashioned. So this is maybe an attempt for them to try and make these old stories or older stories relevant to younger people as well. There's also an interesting thing as well, is that the Chinese audience doesn't have that connection with those classic Disney films. They were quite culturally closed off until the 90s. So Cinderella and Snow White are kind of meaningless to them, and even Lion King. And Lion King actually is an example. It did really, really well in China. And it's part of what they're doing is now trying to take those old stories and try and sell them to the Chinese audience that just wasn't there in the past before as well. And they're also trying to tap into nostalgia. You know, they want people who love these films as kids to go back and see them, bring their kids along as well. I suppose that isn't seem to be working because people aren't really connecting with it in the same way that they used to. There also was a theory that Disney might be trying to hold on to copyright and rights. I don't think that's really the case here, because most of these films are based on old folk and fairy tales, or, you know, the likes of Shakespeare work and so on, that are out of copyright already. They don't need to try and hold on to them, or else they own them outright as themselves as well.
So what do you reckon then? Snow White, all the controversy around it, but more importantly the poor performance at the box office, Adam. Like, do you think that this could put paid to the remake?
It's certainly going to make them pause for thought and maybe start to question the logic of strategy. You know, they're unlikely to completely abandon it on the back of one flop. As you say, there are other reasons why, you know, this film isn't being very well reviewed. So they might just say it's an isolated incident. And they can't really abandon it just yet. They do have a couple of more live action remakes on the way already. Lilo and Stitch is coming out in less than 2 months. They've put a lot of effort behind that. A live action Moana is coming out next summer. And after Moana 2 did really well at Christmas time, they'll have high hopes that that will be a hit for them as well. There are other live action remakes in the early stages of production or mooted for future release. So Hercules, Bambi, Tangled and The Aristocats aristocrats. If Lilo and Stitch or Moana or both of them flop, then I'd say suddenly some of those might disappear off the slate altogether. Right. And that would be the point at which they decide, actually, we're going to abandon this altogether.
I'm not sure with Snow White whether I'd even want to see it for the curiosity factor. You know, the reviews really kind of killed it for me.
Yeah, but there's also this factor, and we've spoken about it before. It's the kind of thing where you'll say, I'll just wait until it's on the TV and I'll watch it then. It's not interesting enough to make you go to the cinema to watch it. And I think for a lot of people, that's things, you know, they'll probably hang on. With poor reviews and all the controversy around it, people just say, I'll wait and see.
Watch it at home.
Exactly.
Adam, thanks so much. Adam McGuire there, RTE Business Report.